dying blood bond. I am Holy Ghost taught. I'm redeemed. I've been set free. Oh, I'm blood bond.
Welcome to the Voice of One Witness radio broadcast hosted by Billy Brim Ministries. Coming up next is a sermon from our 2016 building dedication meetings hosted at a glorious church fellowship in Collinsville, Oklahoma, home of Billy Brim Ministries. Stay tuned to the end of our broadcast to find out how you can get your copy of this anointed series today.
I will steady him with my hand, and with my powerful guns, I will make him strong. God has guns. The gun show. Click. His enemies will not defeat him. What is he talking? Somebody tell me what he's talking. That's all covenant. All of that is covenant. That's why David said, who is this uncircumcised? He's God's enemy. Cricket, cricket. Okay, I'll go. That's the way we should be. Amen. Covenant. Amen. I have a covenant with him. Thank God for your covenant. He'll never break his covenant. He put it on a book with your name up there with all those blessings in it. He wrote your path, your Derek. I won't break my part. You honor yours. You honor yours. David honored it. David respected it. David wouldn't even touch God's anointed, even if the anointing left him. He once was anointed. I bet if David spent some time with some of us, he'd at lunch after this, he'd go, are you not afraid? You're talking about that person. Are you not afraid? No, I'm just talking about, that's God's anointed. Man, I wouldn't touch him. See the difference? That's covenant-minded. His enemies will not defeat him. This is God speaking. Nor will the wicked overpower him. Why? I'm in, hello, McFly, I'm in covenant with him. Now watch God here. He takes the microphone, click. I will beat down. Have any, I know we got mainly women here and mainly Billy Brim followers type ladies here. Bless your heart. And you're probably not used to stuff like this, but a lot of times where I speak, there's a lot of guys who've seen WWE wrestling, where Hulk Hogan used to get the microphone. As a matter of fact, I have spoken in one, you know those cage matches, those MMA? I spoke in the cage between fights. Blood's all over the place. On the round, you know? I couldn't believe they got me in there. Guess what I spoke on? David. I spoke. They liked it. They had their beer. Hey! Before it was over, I grabbed the card. Man, I am so glad. That's who I'm in covenant with. God's going, give me the mic. I will beat down. Be there. Hebron, be there Saturday night, 7 o'clock. There will be a beat down. I'll destroy all those who hate him. I'm not making this up. That's covenant. I don't know about you. That makes me feel better. I don't have to beat them down. He'll beat them down. Praise God. Click. My faithfulness and unfailing love will be with him, and by my authority, he will grow in power. All because of covenant. Click. I will extend his rule over the seas, dominion over the rivers. I will. Because of the covenant. Click. I found one. God's like, I found one. And he will call to me, you are my Father, my God, and the rock of my salvation. Click. And I will make him my firstborn son, the mightiest king on earth. Watch where this is going. Click. Watch where this is going. I will love him and be kind to him forever. And I'll just stop right there. And I will love him and be kind to him forever. I'll just stop right there. How about that? Has anybody read on? Has anybody read on? And I will love him and be kind. How long is forever? You want to know why God said all this? My covenant with him will never end. 33 through 37. Can you skip on down to that? Still talking in the same text here. Chapter. I don't think I gave that to him. But he talks more covenant. 89. Yeah, there we go. But I will never stop loving him, nor fail to keep my promise to him. This is God still talking. Click. No, I will not break my covenant. I will not take back a single word I said. I saw my name, Richard, family of Sigmund, and under these words, the covenant of Jehovah. I saw this book look like the Bible. And on top of it was, my covenant I will not break. I will not alter the thing that has gone out of my mouth. And I cried to God, I never knew the power of covenant in that realm before, but I will never forget it, and it will stand for eternity. When he came back, all he could think of, and he had that trip to heaven, was covenant. So they would, promises and agreements, prepare blood covenant, exchange coats, exchange weapons, exchange blood. They would walk together through the way of the blood that was split. And the Hebrew, they call that the blessing of the covenant. And in there, they would exchange their loyalties. That's why God, what's that Hebrew word? It means loyalty, loyal love. Hasid. That's why God is so big on loyalty. It's covenant. He'll bless people who are loyal to other people, and they didn't even ask God to bless them. It's just part of the covenant. Ruth to Naomi, that Shunammite, that great woman who blessed the prophet with the room, she wasn't asking for anything. It didn't matter. It's covenant. When you're loyalty, God will bless you. He'll promote the humble. He will exalt. It's part of covenant. Where's my promotion? How come I hadn't been promoted lately? Well, I will not break my covenant. I'll not take back a single word. So, in the way of the path of the blood, Mom shared this with me, which was very exciting, but there is what they call, and Shelly, help me out, the oral traditions. Not just the written, but the oral, passed down, right? Abraham to Joshua, to on and David. So passed down family to family to family to family. And what was written in there is fact, it's true. And when they were walking through that, this is what God, that Abram said, or Abraham, he said, the Lord told me if I ever break this covenant with you, he said this in the pledges where they pledged their loyalty, may what happened to these animals happen to me. In other words, it ain't happening. It ain't happening. And Abram also wrote down, or Abraham wrote down, I saw his footsteps walk in a figure eight, which meant eternity. Not only Abraham, or Abram, not only am I in covenant with you, but all of your seed. And all the generations. And there's going to be a little guy I'm going to find on down the road. And I've been looking for this covenant-minded. I've been looking for this. I'll be in covenant with him, and the whole world will talk about it forever. And there will be people in Collinsville, Oklahoma, in 2016. I'll be in covenant with them. It's for all of them. Amen. And I'll never break it. I'll never break it. And then a curse was pronounced, which was terrible, and it usually meant death. And then they'd swear by God, then they would exchange names, and then they would break bread together. So think about Abram doing this, and he's going to do it with God. He's getting the heifer, and I'm going to do this with God. My name's going to change. I hope it's cool. I remember I wanted my name to be Jim. Wasn't that what I wanted? But when I was little, Taylor, our daughter, says, thanks for naming me after someone who makes clothes. I appreciate that. Later after she grew up. But anyway. But, you know, all my enemies are going to be his enemies, blah, blah, blah. And so he's thinking all of this, and it happens. Now, and we know that he becomes fully persuaded. He's not Abram anymore. His name changes to Abraham because of the covenant. And so I started thinking, what if we start focusing and thinking this way? What if we do this? And then the Lord said, well, compare it, because all through the Bible, Old Testament to the New Testament, it's all one book, like Mom said last night. Was that Shelley or Mom said that? It's all one. It's one book. And covenant is thread all the way through it. All the way through it, all right? So in the Old Testament, old covenant ways, what did they do? Agreement was made. Well, did you make an agreement with God? Did you make an agreement? How many are born again? Then you made an agreement. Do you think he kept that agreement? Do you think he wrote it down and it's official in heaven? Absolutely. It was made, so therefore you are in covenant with God. Everything he has is yours, but everything you have is his. So don't worry. Be happy. Then coats were exchanged. Well, how about in the new covenant? He's given us what? His robe of righteousness, of right standing. When you think covenant, you read the Bible differently. Jesus tells a parable, and I know he's talking to the Jews, but they know covenant. But do we know covenant? So he tells this parable of the prodigal son. And he's telling this story. What's the very first thing that dad who knows covenant and the two sons who don't know covenant, what's the first thing that dad says? Now, here's the son who comes back. I smell like pigs. I've rent your name. I've done all of this stuff. Dad, I don't deserve anything. He says, go get the robe and put it on. He's talking covenant. He's thinking covenant. But dad, I don't deserve it. Dad, I stink. Dad, I failed. Dad, I... Son, hush! I'll teach you later. It's not about that. I'm in covenant with you. Then he says, get a ring and a signet ring. Everything I have is yours. That's like a credit card. Get him the credit card. Let him go shopping. Kill the fatted calf. Now here comes the other brother, and this might be you. What is he? Why are we doing that? He don't know covenant either. He thinks he's got to earn it. He thinks he's got to work for it. Uh-uh. That's covenant.
Thank you for listening to the Voice of One Witness radio broadcast hosted by Billy Brim Ministries. What you just heard was from our 2016 building dedication at a Glorious Church Fellowship in Collinsville, Oklahoma, the home of Billy Brim Ministries. To grab your own copy, call us at 1-800-972-3447. Visit our website archives of this weekly's broadcast at billybrim.org. Looking for a home church and live in the Tulsa, Oklahoma area? Or just want to visit the home base of Billy Brim Ministries? Come to a Glorious Church Fellowship in Collinsville, Oklahoma. We have services at Sunday at 10 a.m. and Wednesday at 6:30 p.m. Visit our website at agloriouschurch.net or give us a call at 918-371-4589. 918-371-4589.